2-1, first game in charge, what was that like? I mean, what was your verdict?
Very, very pleased, to be honest. You know, first of all, really delighted to be in charge. You know, I'll maybe be exaggerating a little bit if I said I enjoyed it, you know, that much. Obviously enjoying it now. But really pleased with the result and certain aspects of the performance. I thought were terrific. Bits and pieces that we obviously need to work on, you know, going forward, but overall really happy.
And you're already third, level on points with the top two, Norwich and Nottingham Forest. Not a bad start. The Flying Scotsman indeed.
Well, I'm not quite sure about that. You know, so that's pleasing. It's important that you pick up results consistently. I think that's the key to doing well in this league. You know, we probably lost 2 points on Saturday, you know, being two up at Blackburn. So I think it was important tonight that we actually won, you know, because you want to build a little bit of momentum, and draws are okay if they're sandwiched in between victories, and that's what we need to do. I think that's what other teams in the past who have had good, successful seasons, you know, get that consistent run of results, and that's the pleasing thing.
How much of a whirlwind have these last few days been from head coach, from first team coach now to head coach? This is your show.
Yeah, well, yesterday was a really strange day. You know, things happened so quickly, and so you know, obviously, you know, the rest is history, as they say. So there was a hectic day yesterday, you know, but I just tried, I spoke to the players, and I just said, listen, the most important thing is your performance and your focus. You know, unfortunately these things happen in football, and, you know, many guises, and I just said to them, listen, the most important thing is you settle down, focus and concentrate in the game, and cut away all the sideshow type of thing, you know, all the publicity about it. So I think they did that really well and pleased.
How ready do you feel for the big job then, when it's all down to you now, as opposed to just being the coach and the manager elsewhere?
I feel ready. You know, I think I've worked for 10 years to get to a point where if I did get the opportunity, if and when it came, I would be best prepared to do well. You know, so I've not got any queries, I've not got any issues, I'm not under any illusions of how difficult it is. You know, so you know, really looking forward to it.
And taking over with them in the top six. Well, they were top four, now they're top three. You've got to keep them there.
Yeah, well, listen, we're not getting too carried away. It's very early days yet. We had some really good bits of play tonight, and some bits of play that I thought, listen, we need to really work on that. You know, we didn't have as much control of the game at certain times as I would have liked, for example. But, listen, I couldn't fault the players' spirit and application and attitude, particularly after yesterday, as you said, it was a difficult day for them. You know, they were just getting to know Oscar and looking forward to working with him, and it was as much a shock to them as anybody else. So I think, all in all, when you look at it, balanced, I think it's a terrific result.
Billy, thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Billy, is it about trying to get some stability now in this club? Because obviously, you've three different managers in the space of sort of just over a month, right? Hasn't been easy for players.
No, it probably hasn't. I don't know if I'm particularly qualified to talk about stability. I think you could flip that. You know, I think to win as many games as they have and to be where they are is a testament not only to the players, I think, in terms of their professionalism and their quality, but I think to the staff who are here. You know, there's an existing staff here who have been pretty consistent over the piece. So I think, you know, they probably deserve a little bit of credit as well for just making sure that there's a way to work at the club. You know, this is what we do. Obviously, you know, if and when the manager changes, then certain aspects will change, but we feel we've got the right ideas to take us forward. So I think you probably look at that as a positive as opposed to anything else.
Well, you think we should have said welcome to Watford officially?
Well, it would be nice.
That was a cracking goal at Setley, first win from Vidra.
Terrific. I mean, I think anybody who's seen him over the last couple of years, particularly here when he scored 24 goals, somebody told me a couple of years ago when he was here, he'll know the quality he's got. Okay, so came as, well, listen, terrific finish to say the least. Is it any surprise that he's capable of that? I don't think so. And listen, he's going to be a big player for us over the season, there's no doubt about that. Technically he's as good as some suggest anybody in the league. It's just getting that, making sure he fits in well with the rest of the players, the shape of the team, get some consistency like we're asking for everybody to do. But I don't think you'll see many better goals over the piece this week.
How important is it to have him firing? Because he was decent on Saturday, but before that he struggled a bit for much of the season. How important is it to have him
Listen, if you look at the players and the quality they've got, you're asking them first of all to apply themselves correctly and be professional, and if they do that, then whatever abilities they've got will come to the fore. To be honest, I'm not worried at all about what happened previous. I'm only interested in the two games I've seen, and I said him individually and the team collectively have shown they've got some nice attributes. Plenty of work to do, there's no doubt about that, in terms of the shape of the team and the control and just getting one or two wee things a little bit more balanced and disciplined, if you like. I think we've got a lot of good players that are capable of playing some terrific stuff, but it's just finding that blend, which is the key to obviously having a good, balanced team.
You mentioned about the control. Was that one of the more disappointing things then, that you're pretty dominant in the first half, but half, and particularly late on, you allowed Brentford to get back into it?
Well, not necessarily disappointing. I just think, first of all, we give them a little bit of credit. I think they forced us back and they pegged us back, and they came out, fairly fired up for the second half. I actually felt that the most dangerous period was probably when they scored, and just after that, maybe 20 minutes, the start. I thought at the end, we had three or four opportunities in the counter-attack to finish it off. And then obviously when we had the sending off, I think we showed that. There's no doubt that Saturday would have been the back of the player's mind in terms of losing a late goal and then being bombarded at Blackburn. So if I think the spirit, and the desire and that real, defiant attitude to see it through, that's as an important quality as anything. And I think the crowd seen that. I think the crowd responded. Needed a little bit of help halfway through the second half. We weren't playing as well as we'd hoped and as well as we would liked. And they're here to see you win. And I think if they realised, that the impact they have on the players, then they might be surprised.
Pressing us sit at the far end of the stand, Billy. So our view of the penalty was very long.
Yeah.
Did it look a certain
end? I was as nearly as far away as you.
The diplomatic answer.
I don't know. I really have to see it again. There's a collision. He goes to take the defender on. He goes to ground. I really couldn't give you honest answer. Maybe I don't know if that'll be a recurring answer to certain questions like that. But I generally would have to see it again.
And in the first half, at least, obviously it's the first game in China. You're not drawing too many conclusions, but you seem to look a bit more direct than you have been over the last few weeks. Or seem to come forward quicker, or is that just
hopefully it was coming quicker in the right style. We'll try to play through the middle of the pitch. We just asked people, I think it was important that we started the game well tonight. I think after yesterday, obviously with the change and the disappointment from Saturday, I think it was important we really started the game quickly with and without the ball, and I felt we did that. I felt we passed it well. I felt we found people in the pockets. I felt the wide players were causing them problems. Matty in the hole was particularly causing them problems. And we probably should have been two up after maybe 15, 20 minutes. And what happens when that is, when they start to come back into the game, you get a little bit deflated because you're not, ahead when you should be. So it's the mind plays tricks on you all over the place. But I felt we put some good stuff, and listen, we're not going to be a long ball team, we're not going to be we'll play the right type of football at the right time, but we need to play winning football, and I think we've got enough about us in the group to play winning football.
And this is probably a good problem to have, but obviously your attacking options are widened. Dean will obviously be back after the international break. Forestieri wasn't there tonight.
Yeah, no, the more the merrier. Listen, that's what you want. It's a nice problem. I've said to the players, tons of games. Everybody's going to be needed. We need to be, we need to make sure that we're together. The squad is the most important thing, and everybody will play their part, I'm sure. So I look forward to getting everybody back. We've obviously got a couple of knocks at the back in terms of the two centre backs, Keith Andrews as well. So we'll get some good options. Hopefully we'll be back. Obviously, Tamás is out for the season, so that's a disappointment for both us and him. but hopefully the other three or four will be back not too soon after that national break.